Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this sixth energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path number six. This is your month. We have six universal energy coming in strongly throughout October. So this is not going to be anything new for you all. This is an energy that you're working with throughout your entire journey. So you may see the energy come in more intensely this month, or you may not really notice it much at all just because you always work with it. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got prairie dog spirit. And I have to say, I love prairie dogs. They're one of my favorite little animals. We have so many of them in Colorado, and yeah, I just love them. So you got prairie dog spirit. And what's interesting, what's coming in really, really strongly with prairie dog at this point is this energy around like hoarding your resources. And it doesn't have to be about like money or material goods. It can be about like not opening yourself up to like love or a relationship or something like that. It's really this energy of feeling like you have to have a safety net in place. You have to know exactly how things are going to turn out before you'll take a risk, which at that point, it's not really a risk, right? Because you're trying to control the situation. So there's something coming in for you that requires you to take a leap of faith, to take a risk in something, whether it's love, whether it's an investment, whether it's starting your own business, whatever the case may be. There's something about taking a risk and you sort of self-sabotaging yourself because you refuse to do it unless you can control or fully understand the outcome, if that makes sense. And Prairie Dog's message is you've got to be in the moment. You've got to live in the moment, right? Like the prairie dog is alert. It's aware of its surroundings. It doesn't want to get eaten, but it doesn't focus on that, right? It's like it's alert, but it also goes about its business. It doesn't know when a hawk is going to come down and grab him from the ground, right? Or an eagle or an owl or whatever. It's alert. It's aware of its surroundings. It's aware of its actions, but it's living its life, right? It's doing its thing. And so there's some level of that coming in for you. Again, whether it's like relationships or whatever, like don't let the fear of the unknown of whatever this is keep you from taking that leap of faith, keep you from saying yes to something that could prove to be really beneficial for you and bring a tremendous amount of joy and happiness. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, sometimes we just have to surrender to the universe and be like, okay, whatever comes in for me is meant to come in for me. And I'm going to say yes to whatever this is because I feel an energetic connection. I feel a spark. I feel drawn to whatever this is. And so I'm going to honor that regardless of what the outcome is. I need to trust myself. I need to trust the universe and take a leap of faith. And that's really what I'm getting. So if there's something around, if something comes in for you this month or has been coming in for you, that's asking you to sort of blindly trust a higher power, you know, your higher consciousness, whatever, I would say do it and don't neglect what your soul wants to do, right? Like, don't self-sabotage yourself and keep yourself from doing something that could turn out to be really great. And I'm actually seeing that coming in later in the month very, very strongly. So we will see Prairie Dog resurface very soon. Okay, so I broke the month down into 4 weeks. And you all have some really powerful, beautiful energy coming in this month. There's, again, around that third week, there's a little bit of self-sabotage coming in. But the rest of it, it's like you are standing in your power. You're going after what you want. You're not taking any bullshit. You are doing this. You're setting those healthy boundaries. You're, you know, all those things. So, and taking that risk, taking that leap of faith, all those things. Okay, so let's get started. So the first week, we have this energy coming in again, where it's kind of like you sort of knowing what it is that you want to go after, you having your sights on something. There's something that you want to nurture, you want to grow, you want to see expand into something bigger. And this is something that feels very emotionally, it feels like there's a big emotional tie to whatever this is. And so this is also going to take some, having some of those difficult conversations with people who may rely on you more than they should, if that makes sense. And it's kind of like you finally finding your own voice to be like, you know, this is how I can show up for you. This is how I can, you know, assist you, but then this is what I need in return, or these are my boundaries. This is where I have to say, this is where I have to cut it off so that I don't become depleted. And it's almost like you're really stepping into that, which is really powerful for a six, because it's very difficult energy for a six to step into, because you are so nurturing, you are so giving. It's very hard for you to receive and those sort of things. And that can be some of your lifelong lessons or challenges as well. But I really kind of see you like stepping into this kind of like, I want this, I want whatever this is. And in the past, perhaps there would have been some level of shame or guilt associated with you saying yes to whatever this is, because maybe you weren't, maybe it would take away from the time from your family or your friends or loved ones that need your time or require your time and your energy, right? And so, but there's just this energy of you kind of being like, I can still show up for people. I can still be that nurturing caregiver. But I can start by doing that to myself and honoring what I need, right? And like what I want within this lifetime, what I want to create and what I want to do. And I don't have to sacrifice myself to have that, right? So I'm just getting this energy around like you stepping into like this emotional maturity, this very like, just being very aware of, again, your inner truth and what you need and finding your balance within that world of how you can continue to be that nurturing caregiver, because that is such a core energy of the six. That's just something that's innate for you. That's something that you won't be able to fully release in this lifetime. And I don't think you would want to, but I just see you at the beginning of the month, finding ways to honor you, finding ways to honor what you need, and just not accepting any shame or guilt around that. Being there for other people, but also requiring them to understand your needs and that you are not going to sacrifice those needs for anyone. So very powerful energy coming in at the beginning of the month. And remember, it's the energy. So it's like, you can say yes to it or you can say no to it, right? Like you don't have to step into this energy. It is there for the taking though. And it's there very, very strongly. And so it's definitely up to you, and there's no shame if you choose not to. That's okay. The second week, this is where I see you all getting an opportunity or kind of just feeling from within that you need to take a risk on something. You need to take a leap of faith. But it's also kind of like not being too naive in it, if that makes sense. Like, you know, you still want to do your research. You still want to make sure you want to do that internal self reflection. You want to make sure that you're not just doing it because someone's telling you to do it or that you feel obligated to do it, right? Or somebody said, this would be really good for you. You need to, you know, make this happen. And so you sort of blindly trust whatever that person is saying. There needs to be a level of this coming in for you and they're having some kind of energetic connection for you, some kind of spark, some kind of, yes, I want to do this. Because if you're doing it out of obligation, you're just going to fall off the cliff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be like aware of the steps that you're taking, but also not to the point where you, you know, if you say yes to it, where you need to control it, if that makes sense. So not necessarily controlling every aspect of whatever this is, because for six energy, perfectionism for a lot of people, right? For a lot of numbers, a lot of energies, a lot of life paths. Perfectionism is a way that we self-sabotage. And so there's this energy around a new opportunity, something coming in for you, and you're not meant to know every detail, know every piece of this. You're not supposed to control all of this. There is a level of just sort of, again, that blind faith. If it resonates, like surrendering to the universe, if it resonates and it's not out of obligation, if that makes sense. Like, you just want to make sure that this is something you want to do and something that speaks to your heart and soul, not something that someone's telling you that you should do or a risk that you should take, but you don't feel aligned to it. That's going to be really, really important. So third week is where we see this sort of self-sabotaging energy coming in. So it's almost like around that second week, you get some kind of offer, some kind of insight comes in for you, and you have an opportunity to do something different, go in a different direction, do something you've never done before. Again, take a leap of faith, take a risk type thing. And there's something where you have, where fear surfaces around this, because you have that feeling of, I need to know that this is going to be okay before I say yes to it. And there's some things in life where that can happen, but there are also many things in life where that's not even possible. It's something where if we don't say yes to new opportunities, even if we don't know how they're going to turn out, then we will stay in the same situation that we're currently in. And that will just continue to get stagnant and will no longer serve us. You know, we can only stay in one spot for so long. The ego would have us stay in that spot for eternity because it feels safe, it feels secure, it's known. But the soul came here for expansion, for growth, for experiences. And you can't have new and different experiences if you're in the same space for a continuous period of time. And so I feel like the ego is going to be coming in pretty strongly for you at this point, trying to keep you stuck in this one spot, right? To keep you quote unquote safe, but it's a false sense of security. And so you may not know the full story. You may not know how it's going to turn out. You might not know what detours are going to come up, what twists and turns, and that's okay, right? It's like, try to overcome that fear. If it's something that speaks to you and it feels aligned and you're not doing it out of obligation and your soul wants to say yes, then say yes. And let things unfold as they're meant to unfold. We are not meant to control every detail. So definitely seeing some level of self-sabotage or the potential for self-sabotage coming in around that third week. But remember, you have the control over that. You can decide, am I going to let this fear sort of dictate my path, or am I going to calm the stories of the mind? Am I going to calm the ego and listen to my heart, listen to my soul, and take this leap of faith? Entirely up to you. And in the fourth week, we see this energy around like you, and there's a very strong image of like you weaving your own web, you creating the environment that you want to be in. And we can always, you know, if you think about the spider and it creates a web, and that web doesn't last forever, that web will fall apart, you know, disintegrate, whatever, and they create a new web. And that new web might look different, right? It's every new web is a different piece of art. And so, and a different environment. And so that's what you're kind of being asked to do at this point, is potentially create a new web, create a new experience for yourself, and use the wisdom from your past experiences to help you build this new experience. And again, some of that's going to take surrender. Some of that's going to take faith in the unknown to help you get to that point. But there's something about you using your knowledge, your wisdom, your strength to, you know, allow that previous web to disintegrate. Allow it to fall away. It's no longer catching the flies that you need for sustenance. And so creating this new web, you can decide what it looks like. You can decide, you know, how big it is, how small it is, whatever the case may be. And you will use, again, that wisdom from your past experiences so that, you know, that's not going to waste. But there's just this energy around it's time to build a new web. It's time. And that can be like building a new relationship, saying yes to a relationship, saying yes to a family, building a family, whatever it is for you. You know, starting a new job, starting a new career, starting your own business, whatever. But it's very much about the time is kind of now to shift a little bit, shift directions, start this new web, create this new experience for yourself in tandem with and in cooperation with the universe, right? That unseen force that comes in to assist. So hopefully this is helpful for you all. Just remember the self-sabotaging part. Where is it that you feel like you have to have the safety net before you can say yes to yourself? And remember that safety net is an illusion because you don't know how things are going to work out, right? You don't know what's going to happen. You could build that the biggest safety net in the world, and then you have like this tower moment come in where it's divine intervention to, you know, shred that safety net. So it's kind of like at this point in time, you're at the helm. You get to decide, you know, how big or how small you go into this next journey. So make that decision for yourself without feeling like I have to have all of my ducks in a row. I have to have this safety net built before I can say yes. No, because again, even with a safety net, that's still not a guarantee. So hopefully this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.